I truly had it up too loud. Let me, okay. let me bring it
It
back.
Was fucking loud. That was loud. It was really loud.
Whoops. Here we go. I do like it loud, though.
It's great loud, but, you know.
It's kind of our thing.
Podcasting from the Sportique Studios, where just when we thought we were out, they pull us back in. This is the South Stands Denver Fancast. I'm Colin Daniels with producer Scott Stafford and your host, John Reedy.
Hey-o.
Welcome in, everybody. Welcome to the show, South Stand, Denver Fancast.
That's what it is.
Show 302. We took a break when the Broncos took a break. The bye week, as it were.
And we all took breaks. Like, we left the state and traveled, lived lives.
We went to Nuggets games.
Lots of Nuggets games.
We did, and it's good to get back on it. We don't have a guest tonight. We're gonna have some more guests coming up. We started this.
Hey, you know our last guest? Remember Adam Modis was here, and he kind of teased that he had this big announcement.
That's right.
He is. Have you guys listened to his new podcast with Tim Legler?
I haven't had a chance to catch it. I've been really, really busy, but I'm absolutely going to.
It's so good. It is so. Tim Legler, like, he's like best in class, best in industry, right? Like, one of the best ever.
Famous guy.
Big famous ESPN dude.
Yeah.
And Adam's right there, step by step.
Dude,
like, how proud are we?
He's that good.
He's that good.
I was at the DNVR bar a couple Sundays ago, and in walks Alexis Perry, who used to be in Arena Entertainment at Pepsi Center, and then she worked for the Denver Broncos. She did a bunch of stuff on TV for them. She's absolutely gorgeous. And here she comes walking in. She's at DNVR now.
Dang. Yeah, I think she's been there for
a
while.
It's crazy.
All right. So I saw the other day, and I know I texted you guys. Like, we can talk about it, right? Because I don't know what it all means.
It's out there.
Spano's going to be here next week, right? So can we tease that?
You shot the wad. Yes. Next week, Brandon Spano will be sitting right here
so
with us.
So we have questions to ask him. He just got $9.4 million from the mole.
That's great. looks
that way.
Oh, my God.
But we should probably save that for him.
We should.
Let's save that for him.
But he's doing so well. It's so cool.
It's great. But let's talk about the schedule that we've had. And we've said, hey, let's do this for the Broncos season. We'll take a break when they take a break. And then the Broncos sucked. And then the Broncos were just fucking terrible. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is really bad. We kind of thought, hey, you know, maybe they'd be on the upswing, but they're really bad. We're going to have to find something else to talk about. And then lo and behold, all of a sudden, the Broncos, your Denver Broncos,
they're good.
Are good all of a sudden. They've gotten good.
Yeah. I don't know about good, but
they got good.
They're winning baseball. They're winning football games, and I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm back. Like, I was fully on the fucking tank train. I wrote an article. Yeah, yeah. I posted an article about this the other day. It was like why the Chiefs game changed everything for me because after that, I stopped rooting for them to lose and I started cheering them on. And I got to tell you. It's a whole lot more fun.
It's way more fun. Oh my God, it's so much more fun. We'll talk about that. We're gonna talk all about.
We like to kick that can down the road.
We'll talk about your Denver Broncos coming up. Scott, you mentioned people traveling, and I have to say that I went 2 Saturdays ago, not this Saturday, but the Saturday before, went out with our buddy Snyder to Las Vegas to go see the Colorado Avalanche.
Nobody better to go to Las Vegas with.
Oh, he's the ambassador. He's the ambassador, I call him.
And, he's like the new Mr. Las Vegas.
He pretty much is.
As far as I'm concerned.
He's like, I got this. We're staying here. We got all this. I got this place. And I was like, lead the way, bro. I said, I'll just follow along.
Comp City.
Yeah, for sure.
Comp City.
But the problem is he's like, you know, it's like 10:30 and I've been drinking for a couple hours and he's like, all right, we're going to go over here. And I'm just like, oh man, I want to go to bed so bad. I'm like, I just want to go to sleep. And so we went to this game 5, 6 years ago, however long the Golden Knights have been in existence. When their first season, they started playing same place at the T-Mobile Arena right there. We were staying like you could see it out our window.
Yeah. It's right next to New York.
Yeah.
New York.
It's right there. And so we had gone when they first started. Avs just got absolutely hammered. I was like, this is going to be great. Expansion team. The goalie was shitty. Avs are going to roll. This is going to be fantastic. Terrible time. They got smoked. This time we go. I'm thinking, this is going to be a great game. It's going to be low scoring. We made this big bet on the whole thing. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this is how it's going to go. Blah, blah, blah. Did not go as planned. They got absolutely smoked. They got smoked like 7-0. And I just was like, this is fucking awful. I thought they
scored a goal. 7-1, maybe?
I don't think they scored that game. In the first game they played, like it was like 7-2 or something, but this was like 7-0. It was terrible. We left again. We left the same at about the same time, probably like midway through the second, the first time, and we did the same thing this time. And they put on a great show. If you're in town, you want to go see a hockey game, great time. They do a big thing outside. There's all sorts of places to drink and people are hanging out. Go inside, nice arena. They do their big night thing that they do, and there's like a dude, you know, dressed the knight, and there's a squire, and it's very elaborate. But when you go that far and you go see the game, I can't imagine if I was like, I'm a New Jersey Devils fan, I'm gonna travel halfway across the country and spend all this money just to watch my team get hammered. It was fucking bullshit, man. And I just don't think that I'm ever gonna go back. I think we're bad luck.
I think you should go back. I mean,
yeah, I don't think you're bad.
It's
luck.
Still, you know, even if your team gets beat, you can have a good time, and it's great. You know, Vegas is a great time. I'm really looking forward to Wild Card Weekend. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I am as well. I'm also glad we are actually staying in nicer accommodations.
I do love downtown.
So if obviously a lot of people have been to Vegas. If you have been to downtown as opposed to the strip, I've always been a downtown guy because sure. I'd like, the strip's too, you know, it's too fancy, it's too expensive, blah, blah, blah. I'd go downtown. But as the years have worn on, the downtown has gotten a little, it's almost like I can feel the bed bugs getting ready to crawl under my skin.
It's true. It's true.
It's very true, isn't it?
The fentanyl smoke just absorbs into your skin.
It's kind of gross down there. Before this last time I went out, I'd been there with my family, and I was like, well, I told my son, you got to see downtown. And we walked around there for a while, and I just was like, man, this is really gross. And it's only getting grosser as each hour, you know, approaches midnight.
I mean, the strip is pretty gross too.
But the accommodations are real nice.
The difference is, in my mind, you can't, like, when you're downtown, you walk out onto Fremont Street and everything's right there and it's very walkable. You can go from casino to casino. Sure. If you're on the strip, you're going to party at your place and not really go anywhere else.
This is true, but you go to a place like MGM Grand and it's a whole city. There's a lot there.
So it's very nice.
That is true. And speaking of, you brought up Snyder's use of comps. I was looking at hotels for January, and I was blown away by how expensive. I mean, Vegas was supposed to be cheap, right? It's not anymore. But then I logged on to my MGM app, and it turned out, because I have a BetMGM account, and you know, I've gone I stayed at New York not that long ago. I was comped a night. And that changes everything.
Wow. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
That changes everything. Dude. It's like you got one comp night at the Grand. I could have had two at Excalibur.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
And MGM owns, like, them and Caesars own, like, half of it.
Well, what happened was part of the reason I got the comp is I was there during the hack.
Oh.
I was there for opening weekend of NFL. And I got lucky because I had $60 in a slot machine and I had to leave for the airport. And there was no cashing that thing out. And you were supposed to wait for an attendant. And I had for like 15 minutes. And the guy at the slot machine next to me goes, here, man, peeled off three $20 bills, handed them to me, said, I'm waiting here anyway. You go. Have a nice evening.
Dang.
It's just like, you're a fucking saint. Nice. So I got out of there unscathed, but a lot of people waited a really long time to cash those machines out. And Snyder was in an absolute panic because the Russians took all his points. So luckily it got restored. But
wait, what?
So
another story.
So speaking of gambling and you know, the gambling there, they make it real easy. Now you just go up to the machine and you don't even have to talk to anybody.
I still like going to the window.
I know. It's cool. It's cool. And you know, I was like,
You don't even have to go to the machine. You can get the app on your phone.
True. Yeah. You could do it at MGM. I you know, I only use DraftKings. So I was like, I'm just going to go up to the machine. But that crazy Bronco game that we're going to talk about in a little while, I made a couple crazy bets on that.
Like in game or before?
Before, just like some parlays. Fucking hit them all. Like crazy. Woo! Yeah. And I was like, this is amazing. It's never happened before.
No, parlays are for suckers.
Oh, totally. But it was like, I had like Javonte scoring, Dalton Kincaid scoring, the under of 46.5, which it ended up being 46, which they're fucking Wizards. And then it was like, I had Broncos like +3.5. Another one, I had the Broncos -2, and I hit that one fucking too.
All right, John. So I know your betting habits. So you bet like $1 to win how much?
So, yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, he's right. So, no, I'm a low roller. I'm a notorious low roller. The one I bet like $1 or $2, and it ended up hitting for like $55.
Well, that's cool.
It's great. Yeah. That's fun, yeah. Oh, it's really good because I'm thinking, you know, these bets never hit, right? So why am I going to put down $25 when I just know it's not going to hit? All of a sudden, I looked at my thing and I went, oh my God, these are all going to hit. It was crazy. So I will not waste a lot of money on something that is mathematically probably not going to happen, right?
I mean, No. I've been playing a lot, and I also have been playing DraftKings. I got the $100 deposit match bonus, and my account's sitting at 278 right now, like 3 weeks later, and it's been – I like the interface. It's smooth and convenient, and I have hit a couple of parlays. I hit a parlay this Sunday. It was, you know, totals and outcomes. It wasn't a same-game parlay, but – they do. DraftKings does a good job of making it fun. They should sponsor the show. With, you know, safe bets and no sweat bets and bonuses and that kind of stuff. They kind of keep you in the game a little bit more than MGM does.
They know they're going to get you eventually.
Of course they are. But, you know, I think if you have a healthy attitude about it and you go into it the right way, you understand that this is entertainment money. Absolutely. I was going to spend it at a movie theater anyway.
I was just, because I was telling my son, I said, oh, yeah, I won these bets and it's crazy. And he's like, oh, do you want to let me? I said, no, I don't bet a lot. I only won, you know, X amount. And I said, but it keeps me playing. It's fun. I can go, oh, I have some money to bet on some hockey games.
And it's
much
better than DFS, which is, you've got no chance.
DFS is fucking
so
horrific,
speaking of DFS, just a quick aside, I cashed out my old DraftKings account.
Yeah.
I had like $200 in back when we were playing DFS. And I put it in E-Trade. I took that same amount of money and I started an E-Trade account and I bought AMC Theaters. This was during COVID. It was the first thing I bought. The AMC went fucking berserk. And that $200 I had in DraftKings is now a little over $1,400.
Wow.
And this week my son called me up. He's like, Dad, the new Grand Theft Auto 6 is coming out. So we got to get some stock in the parent company. So we bought 6 shares in Take-Two Interactive, and it has been fucking killing it.
Nice. This is an investment show.
I've always thought that paying attention to pop culture could pay off in this regard. If you know like a movie's coming out where like, oh, this can be a huge movie and you can invest in whatever, you know, the production company or studio, then you can kind of ride that wave, right? You can.
Yeah, if your 22-year-old son's really passionate about a stock, probably listen. Just a little bit of parenting advice.
that's some good parenting advice. I like it. So got a lot to talk about. We're gonna get into the first break. We got probably about a minute. We've got some sports to talk about. Usually if we have a guest, we can kind of, you know, bounce off whatever thing they got going on, but we don't have that tonight. It's just us. We're just talking. We're starting to get into the holiday season. There's still good sports going on, but you know, we'll have to.
We have an in-season tournament to talk about.
Oh yeah, oh, that's, my God. I don't know about that. That's really very confusing to me. Yeah, well,
dude, for that Chiefs game, we went to the the DNVR bar, my friend Josh and I, Chiefs, Broncos, Avalanche were playing New York, I think, and the Nuggets were on. It, all at the fucking same time. It was amazing. It was like, what better time of the year could there possibly be for
that,
sports?
Not an ad, but still, what a great place. What a great place to soak up the
I told Brandon, it is literally, they should trademark this.
He needs a bigger bar?
It's the next best thing to being in the stands.
Oh, I think it'd be better than being in the stands.
Sometimes.
Last time I was in the stands, I was fucking watching the Avalanche getting a fist up their ass.
They were getting, what is it called?
Spit roasted. Yes, they were getting spit roasted for sure. It was really bad. So, they're up and down. We'll talk about them in a little bit. Let's get into the second quarter.
Hey, Depeche Mode's coming tomorrow.
That's right. We'll talk about a little Depeche Mode when we come back. I've got some Depeche Mode memories I want to share with everyone.
Best ones.
Yeah, so let's take a quick break. Be right back.
And now, a Denver sports editorial with Brian Scoop Nemeth.
What's it going to take for Denver to be a major city like New York, LA, Chicago, Philadelphia when it comes to sports? Will it be the new owners buying a Denver sports team, turning it around? Will it be the new owners? Owen, how are things working out for the Broncos under a multiple ownership group? With 5 losses and 4 wins this season, doesn't look very promising. Are the Rockies holding us back from becoming one of America's great sports cities? Are there any new owners willing to step up and put some money on kick-ass baseballers? I'm talking about baseballers not getting all fucking juiced up, of course, who will finally, at long last, take the Rockies to the promised land after 30 years. However, there is one bright spot, though. As a new basketball fan, after many years following one sport, Broncos football, and after 47 years as a NBA franchise, the Denver Nuggets finally broke that 47-year spell at long last, and they brought home their very first NBA Finals trophy in the history of the Nuggets. And I say it's about fucking time. Now it's your turn, Colorado Rockies. Now it's your turn to break that 30-year spell and bring home the first ever World Series trophy in the history of the MLB franchise. And you know what would be great? If all 4 Denver sports teams won the ships all in 1 year. The championships, that is. Maybe then Denver will join the major cities as kick-ass sports towns. And it's worth noting, in 1993, the Major League Baseball franchise Colorado Rockies came along, and it was the same year our Denver Broncos finally got some cheerleaders. And it all started at the former Mile High Stadium. I wonder, how does 1993 fit into the equation of Denver becoming a major sports town? This is Scoop Nemeth. Thank you very much.
Who could have predicted that Coach Prime and the CU Buffs football team would end up losing to women's basketball? Are the Buffalo Bills honoring their fans by basically tossing their season off the roof of a short bus onto a folding table? Is Josh Allen on a mission to make Broncos fans feel better about not drafting him? Will Russell Wilson be a Pro Bowler this year after Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, and CJ Stroud inevitably drop out?
Not nice.
Between the Lakers and the Clippers, how much are the Nuggets paying out in child support? Have their lawyers garnished Michael Malone's brand new contract yet? Did Altitude Sports Radio bring in DMAC to help boost their ratings among the balding chubby guy in spandex shorts demo? Should the Avalanche wipe the sea off Gabe Landeskog's chest the way Stormy Daniels wipes the seed off hers?
Woo.
Instead of cigar stores and peanut butter whiskey, should Mark Mosier get himself an endorsement deal with Decaf? You have questions. We have answers. SouthStandsDenver.com, Colorado's finest internet sports talk since 1971.
This is Dice Fits. I saw them in Austin a couple weeks ago.
I like that.
But bunch of girls. Like girls. It's almost like weird to like watch them because they're like
fucking hard rock.
Like, yeah, they look like they're like might be 17 years old. Like it's kind of, but check, I mean.
Like not women, but girls.
They're girls. Yeah, they're girls.
Sounds kind of hot.
I'm impressed.
They're from Austin, Texas.
It's cool.
They're pretty cool. I thought this would be your kind of band, John.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I'll check it out. Also impressed by Scoop. Sounded really good.
Oh, Scoop's a pro.
He's been it's been a while since he's done with. Well, I mean, he hasn't done this for a long time, but he sounded good. Sounded like he was practicing his delivery.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a an Andy Rooney of Denver sports. Don't you think?
Is that kind of, I think he'd love to hear that. Yeah,
I think that kind of works for him.
Yeah, I think he'd love to hear.
I was gonna say Paul Harvey, but it's almost like Andy Rooney had a little bit of an more edge to him. You know.
Sure, and he did commentary like that.
But
I think it's an apt comparison.
Well, I think, you know, one, he's talking about the Rockies winning a title.
That's not happening anytime soon.
He's completely delusional. Yeah, he does. That's the one thing I think he should probably have that checked out because that's never happened.
Well, but he also talked about somebody else buying the team.
Okay.
Well, sure. They're not going to sell it either.
I mean, Dick Monfort could die.
They could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But his kid would want to be the owner.
If he dies.
He'd want to be the Mark Davis of baseball.
Right, but what about the Charlie angle then? Like, Charlie's not even allowed in the stadium anymore.
Charlie's not a thing anymore.
Right? I know, but
Charlie's still,
his kids wouldn't want the money. And
Charlie's still part owner, though, right?
Of course he is.
Yeah, he just has to stay away.
They just don't let him in the building.
Yeah, well, Charlie probably knew more about how to run a baseball team than he was just like, all right, I'll take my paycheck and I'll go fishing and drink a bunch of beer. And
wasn't it a DUI? Wasn't that why he kind of got, or multiple DUIs?
Might have been multiple.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I don't know.
I mean, like Todd Helton got multiple DUIs, right? Or at least
he's
one or two.
Still a hero.
So, yeah, he's still a hero. People love Todd Helton. So,
that's true. Killed a horse.
Yeah, he killed a horse. He didn't kill the horse. The horse died.
I thought he killed it.
No. The horse just died that he was given it for his retirement. They followed up and they're like, hey, how's the horse? And he's like, the horse is dead.
But it's like a month later it was dead, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that for sure.
That could be wrong.
We'll have to ask one of the numerous Rockies reporters that have nothing to do and nothing to report
that's
on.
That's right.
So that Stormy Daniels joke was originally going to be someone whose name rhymes with Missy Rex. But I decided to spare indignity of that joke.
Yeah, that's probably that's growth, Colin. That's growth.
See,
right there.
I'm coming along, you know?
Yeah,
once,
you are.
One step at a time.
So Scoop was he sounded like he was doing pretty good. You know, he could I think they tried, like, didn't like somebody try to get him on something to do something?
Didn't we do that?
We did that, yeah. Okay. But yeah. He's a little bit of a wild card.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit out of control.
It's a little bit of a wild card, so it kind of doesn't quite pan out how you want.
Talented dude though, and he's working full time. He's still working. On his degree at Metropolitan State University, and in media. So there is no quit in Scoop Nemeth. Believe me.
Well, he mentioned the Peeners, and I just wanted to talk about the Peeners real quick. And the Peeners announced that they're going to build a whole new facility out there.
300 and some odd million dollars.
Yeah, yeah, just fucking, they're gonna get rid of that. They're like, ah, this Dove Valley bullshit, this isn't going to suffice.
You think they're going to, like, throw a Walmart into it just for funsies?
I mean, you might as well. Yeah. Actually, there is one pretty close to there, so I don't know. If they might just have a tunnel to it, you know, so
that
people
would be pretty dope.
I mean, the people that are going to Walmart are already chuds. Cannibal humanoid underground dwellers, so they could just go from Walmart to Dove Valley, you know. So, but
they could gnaw a tunnel.
That's right. Yeah, with their huge teeth, their huge front teeth. So those guys will just announce. They'll be like, and then of course Damani Leach comes out. He's the guy. Remember, he's the guy that announces all the good news. He comes out and goes, "Hey, everybody. You know, free hot dogs, whatever it is, you know." And
new scoreboard.
New facility.
Hey, those new scoreboards are awesome.
They're like, "Hey, new facility, everybody." And everyone's like, "Yeah, that's awesome. Good job." You know, that's a great job, man. That dude probably makes, what, high six figures?
At least.
High six figures. And all he does is he gets to dress in nice suits and come out and be like, "Hey, you know what? The fucking orangeade is free at the games this week, you know." And everyone's like, "That guy's great. That guy's nothing but good news." So they announce this thing. That's fine. That's their prerogative, right? We need to build a new facility because they're showing all this willingness to throw money at it. Mike Kliss has a tweet. Did you guys see Mike Kliss's tweet about this?
Oh, I imagine it's positive and favorable.
How'd you guess? It's not only positive and favorable. He says something to the effect that, he's like, "Wow, they're really doing a great job." And like, you know, if there was no salary cap, can you imagine nobody'd be able to outspend them? And I was like, yes, of course. These are the richest fuckers that own a team.
They
right?
really need to buy the Rockies. Going back to Scoops,
there's like, some of the richest fuckers. Period.
Yes. Yeah. So of course that's why you have a salary cap, because this would not be fair to everyone. But Mike Kliss was gilding that lily so bad when they were like spending some money. But to your point, yes, you've got all that fucking money. Go make Dick Monfort an offer. Go make him an offer.
Absolutely.
You know, these people probably like baseball better than football anyway. Like I said, they don't really care. They don't care. They would have been just as happy owning the Washington Commanders than in Denver Broncos. They don't care about the Denver Broncos.
They could send Dick Monfort to their island full of teenage girls.
Yes, they could. Shit, they could pay Dick Monfort a fortune every year just to walk around and be like, "Hey," like Damani Leach, go, "Hey, everybody having a good time?" And like, you know, fucking he'd greet you at the bathroom, be like, "Hey, what's up?" And you know, buy somebody a pretzel.
Half off Hilton Burgers.
Yeah, you know. Oh my God. Then he could still make some money. He would have $1 billion from the team. He could still make some bank. He could still sit there and watch baseball games if that's what he likes. So I don't know what they're doing. Great. I'm glad you're spending money. Mike Kliss is documenting it, but you could just be doing so much more.
Here's the thing that flabbergasted me when I was reading about that $300+ million investment into Dove Valley is it's going to be an awfully long way from the new stadium out by DIA when that inevitably happens.
Well, you could take the C-470 or whatever right there.
I suppose.
See, yeah. So it's a real quick trip. So
E-470.
Sorry, whatever. Yes.
And it'll cost you like $18 or whatever. Well, that's an expensive one.
Well, you know, they probably they're rich enough.
They'll rename it Broncos Way.
Let's ask Kliss if maybe they'll go ahead and buy some season passes for everybody, for the players and the staff, you know. So
no, all the cool shit's gonna leave this city. It is fucking gonna it's gonna go down. Elitch's has already been sold. That land has already been sold. They're gonna be twin residential towers. Elitch's is going way the fuck up north, and the stadium will follow them.
Elitch's not that cool.
Yeah,
maybe the new one will be better.
But the current one, not that cool.
Yeah, it's an amusement park. It looks cool from the highway.
It looks really cool from the highway. Very, very true.
So
last time you were at Elitch's.
Oh, God. Yeah, right? Probably been 8 years, I imagine.
It's not that cool. It's probably been 4 or 5 for myself.
Yeah, like one of my kids, he was going, but I mean, like, that's just him and his buddies. I haven't been there in years because they got old.
Well,
enough,
they made I'm like, a rule like 3 years ago where kids under 13 couldn't be there without their parents. I'm like, all anyone ever does is drop their kids off at Elitch's.
Yeah. So all that stuff here. You're right. They're going to move that thing as soon as they can because there's just no reason to. There's no reason to keep that there.
And the
right?
dirt is worth so much money.
So they're going to get rid of that because they want their own dirt. They don't own that dirt, right? They have to get their own dirt.
They have to lease that from the city.
So they're going to get their own dirt. They're going to build a SoFi. Big fan of SoFi. Snyder said, he said, hey, the Raiders stadium is really nice. He goes, the other one that's really nice is SoFi. And I said, Scott likes SoFi too. So they're going to build a SoFi, much like our man Kroenke. And they're going to do that way the hell out. And that's just inevitable. But I really hope they keep like Ball Arena, all that stuff downtown, because hockey and basketball downtown, that's awesome. Cause they have all that land, right? I don't know if he owns that land.
He
over does.
Kroenke owns that land. It was part of the deal.
Yeah. So they can easily build something over on the side. And
they want to. Yeah. And I mean, it's a whole village that like rolls into the stadium. Like that's,
oh my God, it'd be so beautiful.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be like, really awesome.
I kind of want to live down there when they build it. It's going to be great.
That's a great idea. Plan ahead. Everybody, get some real estate down there. Live in Kroenkeville, baby.
Kroenke owns that real estate.
That's all right.
We have to wait for him to build it.
That's all right.
Let me ask your take, John. Awesome. Yeah. The big hot topic in media this week, in sports media, has been Landeskog's captainship because he's not able to play for the team at all. He's going to miss the entire season. Where do you come down on this? I mean, can you be inactive and be the captain of a team?
Of course, because he's not out yet. I think that's kind of like a hot take. Let's generate some. Didn't DMAT come up with this?
I think
DMAC came up with
Mosier just makes him furious.
As DMAC told us, I think this was, we were leaving and he was talking about, you know, creating content daily. And he said, you know, he goes, you know, somebody can come in once a week and it's like, you know, they can talk, blah, blah, blah. And they think they're good. But he goes, can you do it every day? And I said, look, I can come in here once a week and talk shit and have a great time, but could we do this every day? It'd be very tough.
It would be a job.
Absolutely. So I think he's creating a little controversy, a little content, because there's no reason to take that C away from him while he is still in limbo, right? If tomorrow he said, it's my knee's gone, it's not working, I can't come back, I'm going to have to retire, then you actually have to move on, I think. Or you keep it till the end of the season and he's the ceremonial captain, you give it to somebody next. I think that it's just a dumb designation, right? It just doesn't really matter because he hasn't been there. It's not like it matters if the person with the C is out there or not. But I think in the long run, you do need that guy that is there to kind of guide the team and be the voice of it, you know? And there's plenty of captains, like Joe Sakic was the captain, and he wasn't a particularly vocal captain, I don't think, but just knowing that, hey, that's your best player, that's your dude, he's going to lead you, that's very important to the team. And it might be what they're kind of missing, but I think until he's done, I think he keeps it because that's important to all those dudes there, you know? So... but like I said, leading into that, I don't know. They're having some issues. We talked about them getting smoked in Vegas. They got smoked by St. Louis, which was probably even worse because
they let the spit roast in, honestly.
Yeah, that's the St. Louis spit roasting that they got right there.
They let the Kraken score that first goal on what was it, Monday night?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's 5-1.
And then they fucking erupted, but that it's very inconsistent. So I think there's something going on and I haven't quite figured out yet. I listened to this one like fantasy hockey podcast and they were like, and I know these guys are Canadians. They live on the East Coast. They're not watching Avalanche games. And they were like, you know, Georgiev isn't very good and he's not doing so good. And they presented a stat that backed that up. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. But if you've watched these games, he's getting scored on because somebody's like got their thumb up their ass. They're spit roasting themselves in a sense. And there's some really bad like fuck ups that are happening. And now your goalie is supposed to be able to overcome that. And that's probably part his fault. He should be making these saves. But when it's happening a lot, there's nothing the guy can do. And I think that that is misleading. And if you actually watch those games, you'll see that the other night, the Seattle scored a second goal. It got called back because of
thankfully, because I had under 6.5 goals.
Goalie interference called that back because they kicked out. They kicked his leg as someone came in. But the reason why that happened was Makar was coming up and fumbled the puck, which is very rare for him. He's been doing it a lot lately. He fumbled the puck. Dude went the other way. And it was like, oh, that's why this guy's getting scored on. So anyway, he's not exactly the problem. I think the whole thing is the problem. So, but you know what? Maybe they got to get that captain back in there to right the ship is what I'm trying to say. So,
and Scott, what do you think about this in-season tournament business?
Hey, wait, we got to get into the next. Let's save that because I want to talk about that and I want to dedicate some time to it because I think it's absolute shit. So
why
and we're gonna talk about it. That's why that's called a tease, Scott. I say it's absolute shit. And then we're gonna discuss it.
I see what I mean.
So now you can
see what you did there.
Yeah,
it's a radio trick.
Exactly, it's a little radio trick. Scott.
Okay, good.
Come on, you worked in radio long enough to know that. Jeez, Scott.
Barely.
Let's take a quick break and we'll get into the second half right after this.
The reboot of the South Stands Denver Fancast is fueled by Cochino Taco, with locations in Old Town Arvada, Edgewater Marketplace, and on South Downing in Inglewood. Featuring mouth-watering Mexico City-style street tacos, unbelievable appetizers, burritos, enchiladas, and the famous queso burger. But let's not forget the best margaritas in all of Denver, and happy hour from 11 to 6 every single day. Tell them the South Stand sent you and ask for your crunchy beef tacos Shaggy style. You'll thank us.
Yes. A little bit later, Colin is going to apologize to Vance Joseph on the show.
Not a fucking chance.
He's gonna have a long, tearful apology to old VJ.
I still fucking hate that guy. I understand.
Well,
you know,
we'll talk about
they've
it.
They've done a good job. We'll That's fourth quarter stuff.
Fourth quarter
That's
stuff.
Fourth
yeah,
quarter
how
stuff.
Is that possible to have that Miami game and then
We're
the last
gonna
two
talk
games?
About We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it.
Okay, why do you hate the NBA so much, John? Let's talk about it.
Why do I hate? I don't hate the NBA.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mike Malone.
The in-season.
Mike Malone.
The in-season. The
in-season
tournament is.
It's fucking stupid.
It's really dumb.
It's really stupid.
It counts towards their regular season record. And if it didn't, I'd be like, this is outrageous. You shouldn't do this. If someone gets fucking hurt playing this stupid fucking tournament,
it
would be terrible. It's like when the NHL guys go off to the Olympics. I'm like, if somebody gets hurt on the Avalanche and it hinders their cup chances, that is wrong. They should not do that. But I think other than the final game that's in Vegas, that won't count. I don't know if that counts towards their
no, it doesn't.
So that's fine. Maybe one game, okay, whatever. I get why the NBA does it.
It's money. It's about money.
It's totally fine. No, I get it. Yeah.
The championship cup is called the NBA Cup, and they're trying to sell that naming right. That's what this is all about. And the reason it started is because of European soccer. European soccer.
They all do that.
They have the same.
They all do that kind of thing.
They should add something to the effect of, hey, you win this, you are guaranteed the number 2 seed in the playoffs or something. Like,
yeah,
there should
at the bare
like
minimum.
That.
Yeah.
Right. Here's what I think they should do. And I think this makes sense. And this is not my idea. I was talking to a fellow the other day. They should incorporate it into All-Star Weekend and have games before the All-Star break and then maybe just right after the All-Star break. But just kind of bundle it as part of the All-Star experience and make it something else. But it's just really kind of dumb. Like, one, they play on Tuesday. That's not a game in the tournament. Then they play on Thursday, and that is a game.
And
in the
see,
tournament.
I know they were playing one the other night, and I was like, oh, okay, here it is. And then all of a sudden, I was like, whoa, are they playing anymore? I don't understand.
But and to bring some good things, what there was like 12 games last night or something. Like, that's what's most exciting about football. Like, all these games are happening at one time, and you're going back and forth, right?
Sure. So that was sure. It's more basketball in front of people. I get that. I mean, that's what people want.
And there is a little more oomph to it. But the courts are different.
But still, if let's say you're like, hey, you know what? I think we should rest and we should get some rest and everything. You just be like, let's just go to this dumb game in Vegas. I mean, that's what happened because, like what you said, there's no incentive. There's nothing where you go,
there's incentive. They get like a $500,000 a piece if they win that thing.
Oh, the players
individual
do?
Players do. They get paid big
money. Money, obviously a great incentive. I'm just saying for like seeding for the end of the year. If you could be like, you know, oh, we're going to get the they would never do that because then someone could just tank the rest of the season and be like, well, we got the second seed. We can just cruise. You still have to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I hear what you're saying on that
one. There's not much of incentive. They did that with baseball where like the winner of the All-Star game would get like home field advantage.
Maybe give them a tiebreaker, an automatic tiebreaker to who knows?
Hey, I like innovation. I like doing things that is a little bit different and trying to change things up. Maybe it'll be something that'll work. I just don't see it as working.
It's just a regular season basketball game.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
all it
really
is.
Except at the end. So there'd be like 3 games because you would have
a consolation game too.
There's a home game that you would have before you would make it to Vegas. But that would be fun. Like, that would be a good weekend to go to Vegas if your teams were playing.
Oh, hell yeah.
If the Nuggets were playing?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's I'm telling you, they'd play in T-Mobile, and it's a great arena. It's a great vibe. You would enjoy it. So
we can go see U2 at the Sphere.
Oh, yeah. Snyder saw U2 at the Sphere.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, I would love to see that. I would love
There's to. Also, I guess there's a nature thing.
Yeah, like, normally if there's not a band playing, you can go watch like it's basically like the modern version of Laser Floyd is pretty much
yeah, but it's with giraffes and shit.
Yeah, it's all
high. Dude, I want to see Laser Floyd in the Sphere.
Yeah, I do.
That's
too.
What I want to
see Pink Floyd play in the Sphere.
Well, that can't happen. They're all severed.
Yeah,
Roger
yeah.
Waters
and mostly
sucks.
Dead at this point.
No. The main guys are still alive. So,
Roger Waters would be great. But John and I have a pact. If a certain artist goes there, we're going.
That's right, Madonna. But you know what? The Sphere is losing money, they said.
Yeah,
which,
they're losing
which
money.
Which I was like,
it's going to lose
this
money.
This thing's so awesome. I can't believe
it's badass. It's one of the greatest accomplishments in human history.
It's really cool.
It really is. It's on the level with like the pyramids and shit.
You know
it's
what?
Fucking crazy.
It wasn't done when I was there before, and this last time, I never even fucking saw it. I was just in one spot, just all like drunk and high, and I never went over
you
there.
You can't get a ride into town from the airport and not see it.
I did see it as we came in, but it was during the day, and I didn't really notice it. So let me talk about the Nuggets really quick. You guys like the Nuggets,
I love
right?
the Nuggets.
Love
and they the look
Nuggets.
So good.
They look
too.
Really good. But what's up with all these teams not shaking their hands afterwards?
Oh, I haven't noticed.
Yeah,
this.
The Clippers did it to them last night.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was there. Do you guys know I have season tickets?
I've heard this. Yeah.
Yeah, the game was over. Oh my God. Like, I want to root for Bones, you know, like I thought he was a good steward for this community, this city. Yeah, yes, for a trade, blah, blah, blah. But wow, what an ass he is. He didn't play a minute, and every single time Harden would hit a three, he was the biggest clown cheerleader
jumping
you could
up.
Possibly imagine. But the whole bench, second the game was over, they just beelined it straight,
straight
away.
And Jokic turned around and went, oh, same thing with the Lakers. He kind of went, oh, okay, they're gone. That, to me, is like the biggest like sign that that team
they
is
made,
they're
we
in
made
the,
it.
They're
we made
yeah
it.
You made it. They're in their heads. Everybody, they're so upset with you, and there's nothing they can do about you, and they're so pissed. Like, why would you do that? And you're just like going, we're upset, we're going home, and like you're just gonna leave. All that does is make those guys go, we won. We not only won this game, we've won in general. It's
and
awesome.
And the Nuggets have had the Clippers number, so and
everybody's got the Clippers
well,
number.
They've had them.
That was their sixth straight loss since they got Harden
from the bubble. I mean, they've. I mean, there was a game, what was it, a year ago, I think it was. They were up like 30 at halftime, and Ty Lue didn't even like play the starters. They've had their number. And Paul George now has two pretty famous three-point shot attempts. One in the bubble, hit it off the backboard. This one, a wedgie.
Oh, I got stuck. Awesome. I got stuck. Yeah, I got stuck. I just think it's great that these teams, there was somebody, who did they play? I can't remember who they played, but somebody was like, oh, it was when they played Golden State, and some Golden State fan posted a picture of the refs and said, oh, it looks like the refs have their something about the refs
favoring
being,
the Nuggets.
Yeah, yeah, favoring the Nuggets.
Yo, that's rich.
And everybody just started laughing. Everyone was laughing, going, oh my God, like, you know, you've arrived when they think that the refs are in your favor. The refs have never been in their favor.
The Nuggets are dead last in free throws in the NBA. Dead last. There's no favoritism whatsoever.
And then when somebody finally starts saying that, you know, you've arrived. It's awesome.
And that was, if there was a game this year where there was a lot of opposing fans, because that used to be a big thing, right? Not so much anymore. There were a lot of Warriors fans.
There always will be.
You can't shake them.
Steph Curry is one of the most fascinating athletes.
Oh yeah, he's great.
Ever.
But what really sucks about this, and you guys know it sucks, but Jokic does not like it when you cheer for him.
Yeah.
Like when you're chanting MVP and he's at the free throw, he hates it. He misses it. Thing on the bill, you know, the big scoreboard. Quiet, please.
Yeah.
1/3 of probably Warriors fans booing Jokic as he's taking free throws. It's awesome. Like, ugh.
Oh, that's so horrible.
So awful. And that's all you hear because the Nuggets fans are being respectful and trying to be quiet. Oh, yeah. It's almost like Peyton Manning. Remember Manning used to like quiet down? That's Jokic at the free throw.
But you know what? When he just fucking uses and abuses all those teams, that's the sweet revenge right there. It's awesome.
He's one of a kind. He's a unicorn.
Sorry to interrupt. I told you guys off mic, but this happened to me last night. I had tickets to the game, and I didn't realize it till halftime. I was sitting in my house because I had a really big day, and I was sitting in my house watching the game. I was like, oh shit.
that's quite a realization.
I'm supposed to fucking be there. Scott's there.
See,
I'm there.
You know why I would never forget that? Because I would constantly be dreading having to go down there the whole time.
I know.
And I'd be like, oh God, I go down there. And I would constantly think about it. So
Isn't that how it is? And then you get somewhere and you just have a great time.
Oh, that's great once you get there.
We're going to go to a dance club tonight. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. And then you get there, you have a great time.
Oh, I thought you were going tonight. I was like, no. Really? Holy shit.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Right. My wife will be like, let's go see Paul Italiano DJ. And I'm like, God.
If you could just teleport there and from that moment and not have to wait that distance,
you'd be
all right. So let's get in the fourth. We gotta get this train on track here.
Can't just
it's hard do that because to we but. Recorded a bunch with Scoop when it got fucked up, so I don't know where we're at in the show, but I think we're beyond the third quarter mark. So
we're really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Right. We're at 50 minutes on this, which it should be like, you know, like 45 minutes or so. Yeah. So it's there. It's fine. And, you know, we'll talk about Broncos till we're done. We'll just see how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Let's take a quick break. Be right back. Thank you.
Sportique is where scooters come from and has been for over 25 years. And now, Sportique is also the place for e-bikes. E-bikes from ScootStar, genuine scooter company, and the Jackrabbit, the 20-mile-per-hour, 20-pound mini-machine that fits comfortably in the trunk of your car. So, turn to Sportique for all of your scooter needs, parts, service, accessories, and apparel. And now, e-bikes. Visit SportiqueScooters.com or their expansive showroom at 160 South Broadway in the shadow of downtown Denver. Sportique, where scooters come from. And now, headlines to yard lines, combining world news headlines with fantasy football advice. Following Somalia's worst flooding in a century, gushing waters have swept through a cemetery in the central city of Galkayo, leaving bodies floating in the streets. Also, you'll want to keep your fantasy team afloat by pulling Devin Singletary off the waiver wire. The Israeli military has raided Gaza's main hospital in what is described as a targeted operation against Hamas. Also, you'll want to target Dallas's Rico Dowdle this week as Tony Pollard continues to struggle. A former director of nutrition for the American Diabetic Association sued the nonprofit on Wednesday, accusing it of firing her for objecting to what she calls a pay-for-play scheme to promote the zero-calorie sweetener Splenda. Also, you'll want to pay to play in Baltimore's Keaton Mitchell this week by spending roughly 50% of your remaining fab dollars. The U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a temporary spending bill that would avert a government shutdown. And you should avert a shutdown of your fantasy team by not starting the Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett versus the vaunted Cleveland defense. An independent U.S. aviation review team called Wednesday for an urgent action to prevent plane crashes and made a series of recommendations to boost safety after a series of close calls. And the New York Jets could keep it close this weekend as they face a Bills team that crashed on Monday Night Football.
Oh, no.
6 people were killed and 18 injured on Tuesday in a fiery chain reaction crash involving a charter bus, a tractor trailer, and 3 other vehicles on a highway in Ohio. Also, the Cincinnati Bengals collide with the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night in a game with massive fantasy implications.
Wow.
Thank you, Bronco Jeff, for that inspiration.
Yeah.
Nugget Jeff.
You know, sorry, Nugget Jeff.
It really highlights the absurdity of what we're into, you know?
Hey, you know what? He's back to Bronco Jeff, because guess who's back? The Denver Broncos.
Oh, right, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you know, like I said before, you know, we started this. I thought, this Broncos season's going to be much better. It's going to be great. Come back for it. And then it was just kind of like nothing really to talk about. I was like, oh, great. This fucking sucks. But now there's a lot to talk about. When they beat the Chiefs, I was like, because they have gotten close to being the Chiefs. How long was the streak?
17 games.
17 games. 8 years, right? 8 years?
It's been a long fucking time.
Pretty much. There was times where, like, they got close to beating them, and then they just dicked around. Like, I remember, like, they did a flea flicker or an end around, and they somebody fumbled, and then the Chiefs got it and just immediately scored. And then it was like any momentum was over. I don't know when this was. It was a couple years ago. And I was so angry. Like, they had been bad for a couple years, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this game. I'm into it. And they fucked up, and the Chiefs won, and I was so pissed. And at that point, I was like, I'm done. I'm not going to fucking watch them anymore. I'm just going to watch Red Zone. And I have been kind of out on them.
Me too. I mean, yeah. they lost that opening game to the Raiders, and they let the fucking Jets beat them.
Oh, it's terrible.
I mean, give me the Raiders and Jets games back.
Oh, yeah.
Give me those 2 games back. And now, having beaten the Chiefs and the Bills, the Broncos are instead of 4-5, they're 6-3.
They
5-4.
Now everyone will go, oh, Mahomes was sick and this and that. It's like, yeah, he was sick, whatever.
They fucked those guys up.
They did. And it's like he was not too sick to play. If he was too sick to play, he wouldn't have played. And he played and he did not look
and then they beat the Bills on the road. Yeah, I mean, those are two teams that were considered Super Bowl favorites in the AFC.
For sure. Two great teams. And I wouldn't say they whooped them, but they didn't whoop
the Vikings.
It reminded me a lot of like the Tebow years. Like they shouldn't have won,
They got a mulligan on a last second field goal.
Oh,
they
awesome.
Got a mulligan. 12 men on the field.
That game was outrageous. I just was like, I can't fucking believe this.
So what would their record be if they had McManus? They probably would have a couple extra wins, wouldn't they?
This fucking point? Kicker sucks.
Oh, yeah, that's real dodgy.
Two. They missed two extra points in that game. I mean, one of them was a bad snap, but one of them was just a miss. Extra point, and it was just like, oh god! And I as luck would have it, I mean, DNVR bar is good luck for me because I watched the last two Broncos games there,
cool,
with friends, and it was all hugs and high fives, man. It was so fucking much fun. Ryan Konigsberg was there, big group of people, and man, it was a fucking blast.
I don't remember, like I said earlier, invitation, Colin.
It is so much more.
Did you get
fun.
One?
No, I did not. Well, I was there with the Italian. I didn't want you guys to get into it.
I get along. I'm just fine with it. Yeah, it's great, and if they hadn't beaten two of the favorites for the Super Bowl, I probably wouldn't be as enthusiastic.
Beating the Packers,
Okay, that's cool. They should have beat the Raiders, should have beat the Jets, as you mentioned. But beating those two teams, and granted, everyone's like, oh, those teams played really bad. I'm like, granted, they probably got them, but that's the whole thing. If you can get a team that's really good and you can fucking get them when they're down, that's how you improve.
They played really badly, partially because the Broncos defense played so fucking well.
Very good.
Both those quarterbacks were on their heels the entire game. And they're both great quarterbacks. Josh Allen looked like shit because he was constantly being flushed out of the pocket, constantly throwing the ball under duress. And Russell Wilson, they've got him coached to the point where he doesn't throw the ball under duress. He just fucking takes off.
He has not thrown an interception. I can't remember how long it's been, but it's been a while. And obviously now that they pointed that out, he's going to throw one. But he looked very lost at the beginning of the season.
And he looked very lost on Monday night.
But he
holds onto the ball for way too long, which is another compare to Tim Tebow. Because Tebow did the same thing.
But overall, compared to last season, he looks a whole lot better. He's like I don't know if he's the leader in touchdowns, but he's certainly up there.
I think he's top five.
Yeah. I mean, other than that,
I think he's number one in red zone touchdowns.
His efficiency isn't very good. Like he's not throwing for a lot of yards, but he's throwing the most touchdowns. So, but you know what? If everyone's pointing that out, like that's a bad thing. I'm like, oh, I'll take him throwing fucking, 35 touchdowns.
That throw to Cortland Sutton in the corner of the end zone was a fucking beautiful.
That's one of the greatest catches in Broncos history, right?
Absolutely.
Like that's amazing.
How did he get those
feet
down?
As soon as they showed the replay, I was like,
Oh my god, that is a touchdown.
And the refs are usually fucking jack offs and I think they're not paying attention. That I can forgive him for because
it
looked like he was out. And someone said, "Oh, I'm glad he wore, orange blue shoes, whatever he's wearing, because the white line, you could just see that little bit of green there." So, it was awesome. Russ is playing good. I hope he keeps it up. And this is part where you apologize to Vance Joseph.
I fucking refuse. Fuck that guy.
Listen. At one point,
he was still the Vance Joseph that got 70 hung on him.
He was so bad, I thought, they're just keeping around because they're tanking. They're the only reason they're keeping.
That's what everybody thought.
That's what it was. And I think they were probably like, well, we're going to keep him. If it turns around, cool. If it doesn't, well, then we can just blame him, right?
Probably. I'll tell you this much. That Dolphins game, I said this to the guy next to my left at the bar the other night. You could play that Dolphins game 1,000 times, and it would never – they'd never score 70 again.
No.
I mean, the odds of that happening are absolutely astronomical.
They always play terrible in Miami. I don't remember the last time they played well, because when they go down there, and that game was probably in September, right?
Yeah, it was hot as fuck.
It's always hot
down there. And the opponent's sideline is the one in the sun.
Of course.
The Dolphins are in the shade. You're in the sun. They put you in the sun. Hot.
They do the same thing in Tampa, too.
I don't know how many times Tom Brady's excelled down there. It's probably been a lot, but I'm curious to see when he was down there, because if he was there in September, the Broncos have always played terrible down there.
Tom Brady did really well in Tampa.
Yeah, of course. Tampa. Yeah, he did really good.
But it's the same thing.
It's not about Miami, but yeah.
I know. But it's the same humidity, same temperature. Oh, yeah. They put you in the sun, same deal.
It's crazy.
But Jacksonville still sucks, right? You know?
Yeah, they
Jacksonville's
suck.
Okay. Well, nah, they're not that good. They had a bad week.
But. Over time, you know? They've had a lot.
I like that Trevor Lawrence though. I'd trade him for Russell Wilson right now.
When are they going to London? Okay. Is this still a thing? Are they going?
Oh yeah,
to
they went. They went. They went twice.
No, but like, moving
for good,
there.
For good.
Oh, moving. No, God, I hope they don't move.
God, that would be hell.
This is the whole thing about that. Like, you want to play in London? Obviously, it's London. Big fucking audience. A lot of people. You get a lot of exposure. I totally get it. One game. Fine. They're playing 2-3 games. They played 2 games in Germany.
I know.
Like, you want to play 1 game in Germany, like, every couple years? Fine. I get it.
Did you see that stadium, though, and the whole top of the roof just magically disappeared?
And it folded up into the thing? Yeah, that's what the new Broncos stadium is going to be like.
They played Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Doe. Every fucking buddy in the stadium knew the words.
Of course. That's a famous
song.
Crazy. I'm fine with occasional games there, because that's totally cool. The NHL's playing in Sweden here on the weekend. They're going to play a couple games. I think the Rangers and the Maple Leafs are going to play there.
Those are hockey people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're trying to shove American football down their throat.
There's a lot of people who like American football, though.
Dude, in Mexico, fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Love that.
Mexico
shit.
City is the one that's fine, because it's not a long trip. It's not a long trip for some of the teams, and it's basically in the same time zone, right? So you can play the game at the same time. Mexico City, totally fine with. Europe. Once in a while, but fucking four fucking games have been played in Europe.
Games
this year?
That start at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh
Denver
my
time.
God, it's terrible. Yeah, it started. And when we were in Vegas, one of the ones was playing. It was like at 6:30.
It was like
the
Colts Patriots.
Yeah,
game.
And we were like, we gotta get up and watch this. And I was like,
we don't.
Yeah, I was like, oof. Yeah, I did get up kind of early, and it was on. I was kind of watching it, but I was like, this sucks. This is way too early for football. You should be eating breakfast. You should be having a Bloody Mary. You should be getting ready to watch football. Not at that time. Anyway, I'm excited for the Broncos. I'm glad they got their shit together. Hopefully they can continue this trend of winning. It should be good.
Got Minnesota on Sunday Night Football. So the primetime games keep rolling, man.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Rolling in primetime. Speaking of primetime.
One game out of wildcard, right?
I don't know. God, I hate to look at it that way. But I'm loving the AFC North right now. And tomorrow night, we've got a big game with the Ravens and the Bengals. I've loved AFC North games for a long time. Like, even when the Bengals and Browns are bad, when they play, somehow those games are fun as shit.
So you talked about fantasy earlier. This time of year, either you're in the thick of it.
Or you're done.
You're done.
That's why they invented trade deadlines.
How do you keep those good times going? If you're out of it, there's one league. Every league I'm in, I'm not doing that great. But I'm kind of in the mix, and I can still maybe salvage it. But one league, I'm just fucking out of it. I'm not even close. I just stopped. I'm still setting a lineup.
I am
but
7-3 or 6-4 in every single one. Every
nice.
Single one,
must
except
nice.
That fucking Junkie John sleeper league that I never should have gotten into.
I'm in one where I was like, I've been playing with some old friends of mine, and it's like fucking $50, which is a lot for me to play.
That is a lot for you.
It's a lot, and I was like,
that's like 10 leagues.
Yeah, I was like. And I've fucking done horrible every year, and I'm like, this is it. That's the one. I'm like one in whatever, and I'm like, this fucking sucks. It's hard to keep the romance going. Let's just put it that way. At that point, so
dude, Guillotine is sure getting fun. It's getting exciting.
Guillotine's getting really good. Exciting. Hey, Scott's on that thread. Maybe he'll play. So
hey, yeah. What was your name?
Play?
Sadie. Four different Sadies responded to our thread
Sadie,
last week.
Fucking Stacy.
should call it sex instead of X.
The ladies love that thread.
Oh, they love it. Oh, they love it. Yeah. Somebody's like, oh man, I almost got eliminated this week. And it's like fucking 7 likes and somebody just saying that. So right. It's crazy. Anyway,
the ladies love it.
That's good stuff.
Good times.
Hey, so Depeche Mode, we didn't get to talk about Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode's playing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Love Depeche Mode.
You know, I saw them when I was in high school. And
did
they
you?
They were terrible.
Oh, they were?
They were terrible. Wow. Yeah, they were awful. I saw them in my eye. It was McNichols. And they were fucking awful. It was just like, they were just like standing in front of keyboards. And it was awful.
I saw New Order when I was in high school at the Rainbow, and they were terrible too. And I was like, this fucking sucks. Now, I would love to go back and watch it again.
Oh, sure.
I'd go to the Sphere to watch them.
Yeah, New Order. Oh, if New Order plays the Sphere, we're fucking going.
Dude, I'd watch fucking Carrot Top at the Sphere.
Yes. Yes, I would too. It's good stuff.
That might be my limit, actually. I stop at Carrot Top.
Hey, I'm good. You guys want to get out of here?
Well, I wanted to talk real quick about them. I mean, I'm almost done too, but Mike Malone contract extended through 2027. Apparently he's going to be one of the top like 3 or 4 highest paid coaches in the NBA. And it's funny because I was really down on him. I really was. I thought he would never get them over the hump. And then he did. And then at the parade, I fell in love with him. And I mean, I think the moment I really fell in love with Michael Malone was when he said, you can take the L on the way out.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
And I mean, that's iconic and classic and great. He's going to be here a long time.
He's a good dude.
He seems like a good dude, and I really hope we get multiple titles.
I was definitely down on him, but it was mainly for his comments about Nuggets fans sucking, and because they weren't showing up, and the fucking Golden State fans were all there, and I was down on him for that, and I definitely had probably posted things on Twitter, formerly known as X, or is the other way around.
Other way around.
I've definitely said some negative things about him, but I think he's proven his worth.
He had some legitimate gripes at that time,
sure,
too.
Sure, but why attack the fans? Don't attack the fans.
I don't think that was it. I don't think he understood. He didn't understand decades upon decades upon decades of losing culture when he came in here.
Sure.
And that was a big deal. But he changed the culture here.
Absolutely.
Is there, I get it, some people don't like Jokic, whatever. I don't understand
why.
I know, but they do exist.
It's racism.
But every single player that comes in here is the culture in Denver is the best they've ever been around. And it's because of Michael Malone. He instilled that.
Granted. Guaranteed. My argument is that when things are going bad, you have to go, hey, look, we're going to get this together and you're going to fucking love it and you're going to want to be here. So why don't you hop aboard now? Not, you guys suck and you're not coming and whatever he said. I don't even remember what he said, but it was something negative about the fans.
Yeah, and mainly because it was 75% filled with Warrior fans, and now it's one-third filled with Warrior fans. But
we're chipping away at that.
Opening night, there was hardly any Lakers fans. It was incredible. I've never been to a Lakers game where it wasn't filled with Lakers fans.
Your turn, amazing. Colorado Rockies.
yeah, that ain't happened.
How do we get Walmart to buy the Rockies? Walmart Field at Coors,
hey, look, whatever. We made a bet. I think it might have been the first show when Colin drank his pee. We said if Monfort were to ever win the World Series, we would drink our pee. That's never happening. If the Peeners, my lovely Peeners, who I am blessed to have them as my Denver Broncos owners every day.
Yeah.
If they were to buy the Rockies, then I would rethink that because I'd say, okay, they're going to fucking spend some money because in baseball you can spend some money.
Yes, that would be the greatest thing.
Yes, it ever. Really would.
That's the only way. They're going to get out of this.
That's it. Peeners, please. Peeners, I beg you, Peeners. Please come and buy the Rockies. Please. Just offer Dick Monfort a fucking dump truck full of money
and then
tell him he can be the fucking ambassador who can greet everyone and buy hot dogs for people. Just let him do whatever he wants and then just have somebody run the team.
Nothing better could possibly happen.
It would be the greatest thing ever.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's get out of here, fellas. Good times. It's good talking with you.
Always.
We'll get back next week with our Mr. Oh, it's not a mystery guest because Scott ruined it in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, that's a good tease. I'm so excited to see Spano next week.
It's going to be good. So, hey, until next time, it's been Denver, the South Stands Denver Fancast. Adios.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we sure can.
Yeah, he's in there.
Loud and clear, buddy.
Hello.
All right.
We got you.
You're good. So I'm going to introduce you right as soon as John hits record. Okay?
Can you hear
Hello?
Us? He can't hear us. Take him off for a second. Take him here. But he couldn't hear us.
Oh.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now? Sorry, you were plugged in. We couldn't hear you.
So he won't be able to tell him. He won't be able to hear.
He just won't be able to. Just do a countdown of like 5 seconds. We're plugging in.
Hey, Brian. Brian, can you hear me?
I think you hung up.
Brian? Hello?
Call him back. Yeah, for whatever reason, like this is going out, but this killed going in. I don't know.
Hey, Brian. So you're not going to be able to hear us at all. You sound great. You're not going to hear us. So I'm going to do a 5-second introduction, and then I'm going to say, and now a Denver Sports editorial with Brian Scoop Neiman. We'll be able to hear you. You won't be able to hear us, but we won't be talking. You will. Okay, I'm plugging you into the board right now, and then I want you to count to
five. Just do a 5-second countdown.
Count to five. What? Five, 1,000 to 1,000. All right.
Count down and plug then just in. Go. We got you.
4, 3, 2, 1.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. He was ready to go.
He was ready to go.
Yeah, he was.
Well, but I haven't introduced him yet. So, Brian, do the countdown in your. Brian! God damn it.
No, I can hear it. Wait.
We could have edited that different.